Lavanya Trapper, Yana Armstrong, Layla Jeffrey, and a 17-year-old Yolngu girl. Two women and two teenage girls allegedly murdered by men known to them in just 1 week in Australia. Counting Dead Women Australia, a register that tracks homicides of women, says 27 Australian women have been killed so far in 2026. The string of tragedies is prompting new questions on what could really make a difference to an ongoing epidemic of violence against women and children. Michaela Cronin is the National Domestic, Family and Sexual Violence Commissioner and joins me now. Commissioner, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
How do we have these discussions when this is happening pretty much every week in Australia, but every now and again with a grouping such as we've just listed, it grabs media attention again and we get shaken back into the core of this issue?
You're right, Sally. It is devastating when we see groups of women losing their lives like this, but it does happen every day. There are women and children and communities that are living with domestic, family and sexual violence every day, and we need to see much more coordinated action than we are seeing.
On average, one woman is killed by a current or former intimate partner every 9 days in Australia, every 9 days. Have we become numb to the scale of this epidemic of violence?
Sally, I don't think we're numb to it. I think every time this happens, we all feel devastated and heartbroken and want to see more change. And look, I am seeing really significant effort across government to address this. We've got literally thousands of recommendations from royal commissions. We've just recently had a royal commission in South Australia. We had a major one in Victoria. We had a major inquiry in Queensland years ago. And a couple of years ago, you will remember, we had two national cabinet meetings focused on domestic, family and sexual violence and a rapid review commissioned. Those inquiries have all seen thousands of recommendations, and we have seen significant increased investment. What we haven't seen enough of is coordinated action across the different states and territories, across all of the different portfolios in government, who all have a role to play.
And it's important to note that in the cases we've mentioned, these are allegations at this stage. And while many cases of domestic and family violence are committed by men, it's not exclusively by men. What are we not getting right here in the time frame? Because often in cases of fatalities, there are very significant and escalating events in the lead up.
Look, there are different. One of the things we need to get better at is recognising the difference in the pathways towards homicide. And there are differences. Sometimes, as you've described, there are, when we look back, and we've got a process of coronial inquests and death reviews, and we've got, again, hundreds and thousands of recommendations from those death reviews about what needs to be done, where there were points of intervention where things could have happened. And we need to be addressing each of those. Sometimes it's about where people actually hadn't approached services. We know that people are most likely to speak first to and disclose to family members, to community members, to health professionals. Everybody needs to be educated about what the signs and the risks are, and to be safely asking questions. But we also then need services that are adequately funded to respond to those levels of demand. So we need much more funding to match the scale of the problem that we have now. And we need to understand, you've pointed out, most of the violence is committed by men, not all of it, and every instance of domestic, family and sexual violence needs to be appropriately responded to, and every victim, no matter their gender, needs to get an appropriate response. But we do know it is predominantly men, and we need to understand men's violence and what the pathways are and how we can intervene and stop that violence early.
Is that message being heard, just briefly?
Look, I think there needs to be, I think it is beginning to be heard, yes. There is a shift and we're currently going through a process of developing the second National Action Plan, and one of the priorities in that is looking at A, children and young people as early as points of needing support in their own right and early intervention, and pivoting much more to understanding men's violence.
Michaela Cronin, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Sally.
Michaela Cronin is the National Domestic, Family and Sexual Violence Commissioner. And if this conversation has raised issues for you or someone you know, help is available. You can call 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732.